go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Explain to me how y'all got House Party as a West Coast movie. I've heard everything from, well, we seen a Jerry Curl. Y'all seen one Jerry Curl in that movie by Ezell. One Jerry Curl. Okay? Okay, I'll let y'all have that one. What else? Oh, the houses. The actual house of the House Party. Bilal's house. Yes. Bilal do got one of those cribs that look like it's over here in West L.A. Somewhere over there in 6th neighborhood. It do look like one of those houses. I get it, right? I'll give y'all that one. But here's the thing that messes it all up for that. There's no type of... That soundtrack didn't have no West Coast.
This is Taylor Rain.
Oh, look at
this. Medium dark skin tone, wearing bridal veil.
I thought it was over. It's 10:30.
That was me recording with 12 Cal. I was recording my own show now.
Oh, well, you got to warn me of that. I was like, okay, no, it started at 9. It should be done by now. So that's why I called.
Yeah, no, we was done probably about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry.
Well, the episode was over about like 10, 15 minutes ago. And then we talked on the phone a little bit. And then I started my episode. Okay.
Okay.
Real quick. Is House Party a West Coast movie?
First of all, I haven't even watched House Party since 89. But it, to me, it doesn't give like West Coast, but it doesn't give East Coast either. It gives like somewhere in between.
Midwest is in between. The South.
Yeah, I guess.
We know they wasn't in the South.
No, for sure not the South. I think I need to rewatch it to get that vibe.
You're not gonna get nothing West Coast from it.
Why not? How? Who?
What is West Coast about it?
What is not West Coast about it? Because they ain't got no guns and shit?
No. Like, what one thing that's not West Coast about it is they don't have a gang culture in there. They had bullies.
Oh, my God.
They had
gang culture?
They had three bullies, okay? There was not a low rider. There was not a 5.0. There was none of that. It was 1990. How is there not one gang member in that film? Nobody in LA wore slacks and button downs in their pants. Nobody put on dress clothes to go to parties. In the 90s.
In the 90s they did.
No, they did not. In the 90s.
Were you partying in the 90s? Can you speak to that?
Yes, I was wearing cross colors and Carl Kani. In the 1990s?
Rob, look, I barely remember yesterday.
Full force, I cannot speak
to the 90s. I wore Bart Simpson t-shirts in the 90s. I don't know what else I did.
Full force had on a t-shirt that had holes in it.
Well, he was a muscle guy, right?
We don't have that. We didn't have that. We had gang members, Dickies, corduroy slippers, Chucks.
You've been on this damn fucking pedestal for the last couple days. I don't understand. Why are you so against this being a West Coast movie?
How is it West Coast, though? You got to explain to me how it is. There's nothing West Coast. Even 12 Cal said They don't even talk like y'all in the movie. They don't have none of the music that's on that soundtrack is from the West Coast. Nothing. You telling me that they weren't playing DJ Quick or anything at a house party?
They ain't playing nothing. First, I can't even speak to the movie because I haven't seen it in years, so I don't even know. But I'm just trying to figure out why you are so against it being the West Coast.
Because T.O. posted a video of a guy who tried to make the correlation between house party, the original house party, and Friday, saying that.
Oh no!
I haven't even broke it down to you yet. It's kind
of. No, there's no.
Huh?
Oh, sorry. I said there's no correlation between the two.
Well, let me break it down. He's saying that Pops is in both movies. Also, in that movie, in House Party, his wife is Ice Cube's and Mike Epps' building manager in Friday. So his theory is when she called him Harry, which is not his name in House Party, she called him Harry, and he was like, who's Harry? Or whatever. He said that they got a divorce. She moved to the Valley, became an apartment manager. He moved to Rancho. All right, well, he moved to L.A. and then moved to Rancho, if you follow the Friday movies. And Day-Day and Craig got an apartment, and in that same apartment, in the same apartment complex as Craig's dad's ex-wife. And he's saying that's the correlation between the movies.
Well, he must not have no life trying to figure all that shit out, first of all.
So then the question came up, because he said that there's a correlation and he had a whole map to it that would make it a West Coast movie. So then the question was posed: is House Party a West Coast movie or is it a East Coast movie? And I said, how could it be a West Coast movie? It had nothing West Coast about it. The only thing West Coast about it is an actual house party. But we weren't the only ones that had house parties.
But then also, too, you could be in more than one movie and they not be related. Some people play, like, lions in one movie and they could play a game anger in the next. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
No,
because it's the same person.
No. The correlation was just a joke. I think he made the video as a joke, but he was trying to say... There's a possibility that you could make a correlation of it. But the original topic came off of because if you did put both of the movies together, that means that makes House Party a West Coast movie. And then the question was, well, do you consider
hypothetical?
Yeah, hypothetical. But the question that I came up with, or what T.O. came up with, was, do you consider, outside of the correlation and the movie that he added and stuff like that, just watching House Party, do you think it's a West Coast movie? West Coast movies consist of Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, South Central, Colors, Training Day. Those are West Coast movies. Why? Because it had L.A. in it. Like, you actually had L.A. Landmarks. You had LAPD in some, even Set It Off. Set It Off is a LA movie. It's a LA, yeah. So it's a West Coast movie. That took place in LA, et cetera. So this House Party, when you look at House Party, nobody in the film is from the West Coast. And that doesn't matter because actors is actors, right? Okay.
Yes, that's your daughter.
but look, because the only reason why I'm bringing up that most of the actors are from the East Coast, New York, Jersey, D.C., the reason why I bring that up is because all the actors and actresses is from the East Coast. The director is from Chicago, but they filmed it in L.A.
It doesn't give L.A. for sure. I can't agree with that. Like, I don't get, like, an L.A. vibe from it. But I feel like all L.A. movies don't have to have the gang culture in it, too.
It doesn't, but you can't ignore it, though. Like, even the movie Dope, Like ASAP Rocky is in there. He's from New York, but he played a gang member from Inglewood. That's cool. That's cool. But the movie is based in Inglewood, though. That's a West Coast movie. That's what I mean. Even
right. But even like what's that movie with all the they went to all those Ladera schools. What's that movie?
Oh, you talking about? I know we were just watching that the other day too. You talking about The Wood? That's a West Coast movie,
right? So there's some kind of
all the movies that I just said. Think of how much the gang culture was involved in all those movies I just said. Every single movie that I just said, there was some gang violence involved.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
It's the 90s, though, Sugar. It's the 90s, though. The 90s, that's peak gangbanging right there.
That definitely is peak.
House party, these niggas had on slacks and church shoes, and they was dancing. That gives me Chicago.
I can see that.
So my theory is he put all those together. He put Chicago together. He put the rest of those. He put the rest of the East Coast together, and he put L.A. together, and that was one big gumbo pot. So I don't consider it. I just consider it a cult classic, a black cult classic.
I agree with that. Like I don't get like a sense of like place or anything from that movie, but like I don't think it's like a West Coast or East Coast, or like it's just like a movie,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, can't nobody claim it?
No, I don't think. Not from what I remember. Shoot, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Yeah. Well, but House Party 3 was in LA. That's the one with Bernie Mac was in there, Immature.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go finish the episode. Thank you for your participation.
Was I on this episode, or was we just having a regular conversation, or was this an episode?
This was an episode.
Ronald Taylor.
Yes. You just said my government. You're a snitch. You're the op.
Like we're still you're still recording?
Yes.
Oh shit. Sorry. All right. I'm out.
God, Janae Reed. Dang, my wife over here, big time snitching. But look, and that's what I wanted to talk about. I didn't want to fast forward. Now, look, my boy Smooth, we in a group chat. Smooth pulling up all kind of evidence. On the police car in House Party, it says Metro. Metro. We don't have no police department called Metro. The logo is different, but you know what that logo did look similar to, or was the same exact logo? That was either New York or Chicago. So that's what that, and I get it. I know y'all people say, New York don't got that many trees. They ain't got trees like that. Look at the houses. And Shireen stayed in the projects. I get it. And that's why I feel like, I think he combined all those cities. I think he combined the East Coast, the Midwest, and the West Coast. I think it was I would like to get in contact with the director. He's from Chicago, not Chicago, but he's from Illinois. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure exactly what city he's from. It's not Chicago, though. But he's from Illinois. I felt like it was some of that New Jack Swing type of shit that was involved. And that was from, that had a Chicago, it had that touch to it, but it was niggas from New York. You know what I'm saying? On L.A. grounds. That's how I look at it. I don't look at this as, dog, there was not one lowrider in sight. I'm not saying the stereotypes of a West Coast, you know, movie. I'm not talking about that. But you're talking about 1990, bro. 2 years later, we got Menace to Society and Boys in the Hood. You've seen those two movies. You see how accurate those movies are. How's that? We partied under those circumstances of those two movies, and you've seen, you know, the house party that, you know, where Kane's cousin was at. You know what I'm saying? That's how it looked. We definitely never had any parties like how the house party was. It looks dope. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Disney version. But it was, we never had parties like that. Now, maybe they had parties like that in different regions, but not in L.A. And nobody was dressing like that. Nobody was dressing like that. Nah. It, to me, that seems like a little, that seems like a Chicago thing. That seemed like that was some Chicago attire. Not when he was at school, you know what I'm saying? But when they went to that party, these niggas had on suspenders. And but like I said, button down slacks and shit like that. Come on, man. That didn't scream. Y'all keep talking about a Jerry Curl and some trees. Nigga, do y'all know the soundtrack didn't have that? Public Enemy was on there. I forgot who the Full Force. You know what I'm saying? There was no West Coast artists on. How are you a West Coast film and you don't have not one DJ Quick track on there? No Dre. Really though? None of that? Come on, man. Y'all tripping. And you know what? Most of the people who said this was a West Coast film were outside of California, not from Cali. I'm talking about South, East Coast. I'm like, how would you? Y'all are disappointing. This is very disappointing. Very disappointing. And then, yes, there was a couple that's from my backyard that said West Coast as well. But 12 Cal, I actually had some messages from 12 Cal. Let me see if I can find those messages or whatever, see what his thoughts is.
But yeah, you, as far as the movie was concerned, we had the same type of house parties. Like, there was no difference in what I saw in their house party and what we saw, what we went through here. So I don't know, bro. I mean, again, I guess I never really thought about it. But no, if you had never asked me the question, I'll put it like this. The thought of it being based in L.A. Never crossed my mind until you asked me that today. Never. Because it never registered to me that it was a L.A. movie. It was, like I said, it looked more like Chicago to me, but there was no... There's no matching. There's nothing that references the city at all. There's no, you don't see nobody in Laker gear. You don't see nobody in there's nothing. And then, like I said, I understand casting back then is not how it is now, but nobody even sounded like they were from LA. Nobody, you know, I mean, absolutely nobody. I know Kid and Play from New York, Martin's from DC, you know, Tisha Campbell, she's from Jersey, I think. Tichina Arnold, she's from Brooklyn. So, I mean, like, you had a cast of, you know, people from New York City and the East Coast that didn't look or sound anything like, you know, somebody from the West. So, in that sense, it's not believable to me that it's from out there.
Now, hey, here's the crazier thing that 12 Cal brought up. The sports gear. In the 90s, nigga, the Kings had, the Raiders had. The Dodgers had very popular, Chicago White Sox, Chicago White Sox, like the black Raiders had, obviously the black Raiders had, the black Kings, and then that Chicago White Sox had. It was that was heavy back then. But to his point, there was no indication of anything like that. None of that. Now, maybe it could be like a Friday thing to where, you know, you don't have the license or, you know, you can't use certain logos inside the movie. And I get that because everybody knows Craig, that fake-ass FUBU jersey Craig wore the whole goddamn movie. You know what I mean? And those fake Air Maxes that he had on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, nothing indicated West Coast. The only thing that was considered West Coast that was inside that movie was the actual house party itself. And not even how they were dancing. I mean, there were certain dances in there that we did, but niggas didn't have no dance battles like that. There was not niggas sliding through other niggas' legs like that. Pause. You know what I'm saying? That infamous dance, like, no. Nobody had ciphers on the mic like that. Nobody. Now, did niggas rap? Yeah, but now nobody ever grabbed the mic and nah, 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 nah. No, we didn't do that. Now, well, I ain't gonna say, at least my era didn't do that. Maybe niggas before then. Sure. You know, I was younger. You know, when House Party came out, what was that, about eight or nine when it came out? So, and we'd have all seen that damn movie at least 50, 11 times. But I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, Stone. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all y'all, but nah, this is not a West Coast movie. Look, and look, here's the thing. I would love to claim it, because I feel like we got the best movies. And that's me being West Coast biased. Shout out to Jars, Rap Roundtable. But at the, it's a competition though. You know what I'm saying? So I would love to have all the classic movies that I could have to go into war against East Coast movies. You know what I'm saying? Which I love both equally. But I don't think neither side can use it. I don't think so. I think it's just going to have to go. It's going to have to be chalked up as a fan favorite overall. You can't attach it to any type of reason. This is going to have to just go under the cultural file cabinet. You see what I'm saying? So, and back to the cops, dog. They wore blue shirts. The only blue shirts that I remember, I think they wore blue shirts. What you call it? I think I remember seeing it in Home Alone 2. Home Alone 1, I cannot remember. But I think so. I think they had a blue shirt on, if I'm not mistaken. Our police officers don't wear blue shirts out here. They wear black. They wear all black. The sheriffs wear like green and yellow or some shit like that. Green or orange, green and yellow or some shit like that. But LAPD, that's black. That's black uniform. Black uniform. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I think we debunked that whole theory that it was West Coast. Now, there's no doubt that it was filmed in LA. We got the address. We can give you the address to kids. To kids' house, to the actual house party. Yeah, we can give you the address. We can let you know where the Thriller house is at, Craig's house, Smokey's house. We can give you the address to that. But we knew Friday was a West Coast movie. That shit was on Normandy and Western. We knew where it was filmed at, between Normandy and Western. But no, I'm with 12 Cal, man. I'm with 12 Cal on that one. But this was a good debate, good topic. But I'm not gonna claim it. I can't claim it as West Coast. Can't do that. But y'all need to get y'all shit together. And as of today, I ain't gonna even lie, because I don't even know when I'm gonna drop this episode. But I feel like even as of today, this episode dropping, I don't think Drake has responded to KDOT. I could be wrong. He probably did say something crazy. But as of right now, he hasn't responded. Cole had that shit was mid. I'm out of here. Oh, and I forgot. Don't try to attach the reboot House Party. The worst one of all time. God damn it, Brian. You got to leave that one alone. Because when it got to the end of the movie on that one, God, it got bad. It got awful. I mean, when it got to the Kid Cudi, the Illuminati shit, come on. Now you ended up playing Brian 101. Seriously, bro? It was like him playing against Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks with no attributes. Come on, man. We got to stop doing this, man. It's got to leave. So, like, and I'm okay. And they are coming out with a Good Times cartoon animation. Is it Good Times? I think it is Good Times, right? I don't know. I know we got some classic TV show coming back in animation. I want to say it's Good Times, but I could be off. Anyhow, like, I don't want to be the get off my line type of nigga when I say, yo, leave these cult classics alone, because it's not that I don't want to see it. It's just that you got to be able to do it right. You have to do it right, because if you mess up that one time, that's going to give everybody the reason to boo y'all niggas and tell y'all to stay away from this shit. Cause my God, even White Man Can't Jump, that was bad. That was bad, but man, y'all keep y'all heads up, dog. Y'all keep y'all heads up.
Back at it like a brack at it, back bragging, heavyweight tall with the pants sagging. Still shooting dice, no
backgammon. Late nights on a silver satin, still a captain. No Kevin, can't believe I'm really still rapping. Get the cash like Tango, yeah, it's all action. Carl Weathers, Action Jackson, watch me go platinum. Let me all the P, no, they like, don't ask him.